He Easy Pass worse than the IRS, nigga. They come get that shit back in blood.
Word.
But that's New York City?
I got
you gotta show me.
Facts.
You gotta go to war for yourself before I go to war for you.
Facts.
I'm not
thing that I learned, you gotta know, you gotta have a team. Cause I want to do everything by myself every time. I want to start like I got it. But you can't be everywhere at once. And if you want to do, you can try up on bigger scales, bigger numbers. Facts. You want, but like look at the difference between Kobe versus Kobe and Shaq. Like it's a big difference. You need a team.
What's up, y'all?
Yeah,
we back, man.
Here we are.
Starting off the season strong with another episode of What They Don't Want to Hear.
What they don't want to hear, bro.
I'm Reef Major.
I'm Yada Rex.
And today we got a special guest, man.
Yeah, we got.
We got young entrepreneur.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Jeweler.
Yeah.
Construction CEO. Rental car CEO.
Yeah.
A man in many trades for real.
Mm-hmm.
My guy, Don Black.
Yeah. Welcome, bro. Welcome.
Yeah.
Glad to have you.
Thank you for coming for real, bro.
Word.
It's a special one for me to have, bro, because I went to Van Buren.
Mm-hmm.
Bro went to QHST, so I feel like we seen each other in passing a lot,
just in the young days
and like being little niggas, little dirty snotty no niggas, just walking around. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Destined for greatness though, but
always.
Bro is a real businessman, entrepreneur, and pinning on and doing real big things the legal way. So it's real special to have bro up here to show the other side of how you can really get money and really make an impact in your community.
That's a fact.
Not a word.
Appreciate you.
So word, bro.
Welcome, Don.
I'm saying, as I can see, bro came icy. You know what I'm saying? Jewelry on, chain, bracelets, and all that.
Yeah.
How do you feel when clients go broke spending with you?
I mean, with this industry.
Be honest.
Assuming that I would know. Because, you know, you never really know what people really got.
Okay.
You might think someone going broke, they not. You might think someone got it and they don't. But, like, if I really know somebody and something like that and they like, oh, they might not have it for real, I just push them into towards more, like, investment pieces.
Okay.
I mean, just because it's more investment doesn't mean it's the best investment at the time. Because people can say, yo, gold is an investment, watch it. That doesn't mean it's the best investment for you at the time because you could do something that cash flows. But if you are gonna like buy a watch that at least gonna hold or go up in value, or buy gold that will go up in value. So at least now, say you do go broke and you lose all your other cash, your car not gonna bring you back no money, your clothes, your drip, your Dior's, anything you got not gonna bring
you back. You might get sell your chain
yeah,
though.
But you got a half a kilo, you know you're gonna get $20,000 anywhere, not just at the jewelry. You could go to a pawn shop, you could go anywhere because gold's on the market.
Yeah.
You got a watches is on the market, so.
Okay, that's interesting.
That's some good.
That's a fact. I like how you said though too that you don't really know.
Yeah,
you don't really know if someone has it or doesn't have it.
Right.
Because just telling by social media, things be a facade.
And sometimes we do it just so we could look like we do have it. So
that's a fact. So that'd be the whole thing right there.
Yeah.
Nah, yeah, word. I spoken like a man who care. So you feel like everyone could get jewelry just.
Mm-hmm.
Just stay in your lane with it, like know what's your budget.
Yeah, not
some, like, sometimes you don't even need to be investing into it.
Yeah, sometimes you shouldn't really be invested into it. But who am I to tell a person? Because when they come, there's a lot of times you tell a person like, if we close, like you might want to do this first. They might just go to another jeweler. Mm-hmm. Like sometimes if a person got their mind set on something, you gotta take it, and I gotta make my money too. Like.
Now, where's like the business? You got to satisfy their needs. Sometimes people come
in. I don't like turning away customers.
You said what?
You said, I don't like turning away customers.
Nah, exactly.
They're going to just go to the next jeweler.
Sometimes people come and ask me for a haircut, and I just be like, yo, bro, like, that's not the haircut for you. Like, who am I to be like, nah, I'm not about to cut your hair.
Just
going to
go to another barber. Like, exactly. Nah, it's good. Give me a regular haircut. Next week, they have another barber getting that fade, that crazy fade looking crazy.
That's a fact. But I ain't going to lie. I never seen a picture of a nigga get a chain. And he wasn't smiling in that next picture. So,
exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
That should make you feel different, move different. It bring you different people. Like, especially, like, there's certain times I feel like you need it. Like, you an artist.
Mm-hmm.
People just respect you more. Like, it's certain industries that it brings you attention, the right attention that you
need.
Nah,
that's a fact. I'm not even going to hold you. If you're an artist or somebody who's, like, in a show business type of realm where you have to really perform, I feel like that is a part of the image. So it's
part
like
of the uniform.
It's a part of the uniform. It's like you have to have some type of some type of ensemble or some type of
chain. I mean, that's like
some type of gig to you, like, you know what I'm saying?
Kendrick whether popped out with his chain,
whether
on.
It be jewelry or no jewelry. But I'll say, like, if you're making music, you gotta look fly in your music videos. You can't be looking like G Herbo and kill shit. On a nigga with the llamas flying, leave his loved ones all
traumatized. Nah, it's a gritty start.
The gritty start. It's 2025. We don't gotta start like that no more. This episode is brought to you by Chair Watch.
Yeah. All the barbers, you know, locticians, massage therapists, you know, people that's chasing clients through DMs, you know, missed calls, dealing with last minute cancellations. You know, you guys need to tap in and level up with Chair Watch, all right? It's a booking platform designed for us by us.
And we got something major for y'all.
Word.
When y'all sign up using our special code, Reality Rebels 4.
Mm-hmm.
You lock in a lifetime.
Yeah.
Yes, I said a lifetime free access. That means no subscription fees ever. So you're never going to have to pay subscription fees if you sign up using our code. Yeah. Again, I say Reality Rebels 4.
Bet. And that's not even all, Reef.
Mm-hmm.
They sign up using our code, right?
Talk to me.
They get early access, bro. You get early access to the advanced version of Chair Watch that's coming to you, you know, by the end of summer, right? You'll be ahead of the game before everyone else. So tap in using the code.
As a fact. And let's talk features, man.
Okay, what they got?
Chair Watch, what they got?
What they got, bro? Tell me.
Chair Watch offers a $5,000 website.
What?
Automatically.
Oh, nah.
So instead of paying Bao G on Fiverr $5,000 to make you a professional website for your booking link, you go to Chair Watch.
Okay.
And they got you as soon as you sign up.
Okay. And there's no monthly fees.
No monthly fees
there's
at
no
all.
No monthly fees.
And also, no app download required. So everyone knows, well, if you're a barber like me or a beautician, nail, wax, massage, whatever you may be, you know that the clients sometimes be lazy.
Yeah.
And they don't want to download a booking app to necessarily get their service.
That's a fact.
But with ChairWatch, you don't have to do that. You could go straight on Google or Safari and book you an appointment.
Wow. And as I stated, you know, there's no monthly fees, right? It's just a small transaction charge, okay? But get this, your clients can cover it for you, all right? So, plus, you get automatic reminders, right? Pro-level service. You get a lot of things that's included with this package. And then also, on top of that, you get the ability to charge extra for extra or even late fees. As we've mentioned, some clients are lazy, you know what I'm saying? And some clients don't have it all the time. So, you get to charge them for that.
That's a fact. And this is just not another booking app.
Okay.
This is 100% black-owned and black-constructed booking app.
Wow.
So lock in the code with Reality Rebels 4.
Right.
They got it?
Reality Rebels 4.
They got it?
I think they got it.
Reality Rebels 4.
Reality Rebels 4.
To get that lifetime subscription.
Right. Don't wait. Lock in your free lifetime access now. Like, as we say, and you get the early bird deal.
That's a fact.
And then also, too, like I said, they'll be upgraded by the end of the summer with the newer version that's coming out.
Yep.
So get right with Chair Watch today. Chair Watch.
Exactly. And if that don't convince you, you can also test run the app for yourself by using the email vince202034@yahoo.com.
Yeah.
With the password test1234.
Exactly.
We're going to drop all of that in the description.
All of it.
By the end of the day, if you're a service provider, you have to get Chair Watch.
Chair Watch.
It's the booking app of the future.
Facts. Make
your
life easier.
Thank you for sponsoring the episode. Shout out to Chair Watch.
Shout out to Chair Watch. Go tap in with them. Reality Rebel 4. Use the code.
I don't want. Nah, but as I said, bro, niggas seen each other from young growing up. Not a lot of people that look like us sell jewelry at an exceptional level. So it's like, how did you even get into this business, bro?
I feel like I sold the story a million times. So basically, to get into the business, I was buying jewelry a lot when I was a little younger, like end of high school, beginning of college. But it's not expensive jewelry, like $500 pieces, $1,000 pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's how I was, like, originally learned about different diamond colors. Cause I wanted to know what I was buying because I was buying it often.
Mm-hmm.
And I was buying on a budget, so I wanted to make my dollar stretch. And then when I finally got to the point where I was able to get my first custom piece, I was just so excited about it. I'm hitting a person every day, like, what you did today? Like, what's the next one? And I'm seeing the process. I'm like, yo, this don't really seem that hard. I'm like, yo, I can make jewelry. Because I had all these designs lay down like what I wanted to get as custom pieces about only could get one. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, yo, I would be happy to make other people jewelry. So I reached out. I'm like, yo, like, what's like, I could work with you. I could get an internship or something. Like, but obviously I asked a little bit more professional.
Yeah.
And then they're like, yeah, of course, da da da. I see you knowledgeable, whatever, whatever.
That's interesting. Mm.
Never got that internship.
Oh.
Yeah, fire, right? Never got that.
I'm thinking, bro, but like,
yeah.
What?
As soon as I got my piece, contact cut, like, oh, like, yeah, hit this person. This was like giving them run around.
Oh, so son, but, so once you asked son for the internship, he never even gave you the piece that he was working on.
No, no, nah, he did, of course.
Like he gave it to you, but through somebody else.
No, no, he gave me the piece.
Okay.
And then I felt I'm happy by whatever. Then he's like, yo, I'm looking out for you for that internship. I'm looking out for it. But like, I ain't never really get the internship because I feel him. But I don't know. I don't feel him, but I'm here now, feel me?
Now, where are you here now? And it be like that. So what did you do after you didn't get that internship? Like, what's the next step for Dawn? Because obviously you had a love for the jewelry and you had an interest for it. And you were trying to pursue that. So what
not,
after that made you be like,
I'm not even going to gatekeep because people say, like, keep that info to yourself. I realize info is all what you do with it. I went on YouTube and typed in how to be a jeweler. That's exactly what I did. There's a video up there that's going to tell you step by step, but you're not... Just because it tells you step by step doesn't mean it's that easy. But I actually went and did trial and error with all them steps.
Mm-hmm.
I went to go meet that diamond dealer. I went to go meet that gold dealer. I put up my own bread. I did CAD designs and they was bad. I did good CAD designs. And then, fortunately, early enough, mm-hmm. because I was doing so much early enough, I was able to meet another jeweler. And we teamed up for a little bit.
Okay.
So I did learn at accelerated rate. But I was already doing it before that. So that's why he wanted to help. Feel me? A lot of people just join a jump into something. They not doing nothing, so nobody gonna help you.
Facts.
Nah, yeah, it's a fact. We appreciate
that working. Yeah, like just a constant effort of the work. Like it's always gonna show, and you always gonna like get with who you're supposed to get with. You know what I'm saying? Like it's always gonna align.
Yeah, that relationship didn't work out, but I'm grateful for it. He grateful for it. We both on our own paths now. But
yeah, y'all was able to bounce off. Like no, not but like.
Yeah.
Work with each other, you know what I'm saying? Iron sharp on irons. So
yeah,
at that point in your life, yeah, that bro, that was like a good bond.
Yeah.
What's the biggest shit you learned from that relationship?
I just realized people work different ways. And okay. I feel like that was every company, it could be doing the same thing, they work different ways. So shout out to him. He's still like, for example, he pushes. I like how he works. I'm just say his name. Shout out JD. He pushes like natural diamonds and he only puts out high quality work like stuff like that. Then I realized that's your market. It's good to stay in your market. But now for me, I was following that so sharply. Like I'm only gonna sell natural. I'm only gonna do this. But then I realized I'm cutting off half the people who want to shop with me.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided to be more of a wider market where I'm still giving you the best quality, but I'm willing to work with your budget. I'm working with, we got to talk about that later, but I'm working with lab diamonds now. Okay. Still real, I don't deal with Moise Knight or anything, but natural diamonds and lab diamonds. So diamonds that are created in lab, I deal with 10 carat, 14 carat. I work with your budget.
Okay.
So there's a lot more that can be done when you're, feel me? Like
budget, and you know, I don't
even budget in it.
I work so right. Different strokes for different folks.
Exactly.
It's like he want to cater to just this clientele, and you more so want to cater to a wider range of clientele.
Yeah, and if we ever team back up, it will work because he'll be handling this part, I'll be handling this part.
Mm-hmm.
But we never know if that was gonna happen. Like we still talk, we cool to this day, but. You know, right now we both doing well apart, so
yeah, in two different markets.
And his singles stack up the same way as 520s.
Yeah, for sure. That was tough. I never heard that before. That was tough.
I just made that up.
That's crazy.
Now, word, but as you was talking about you working with lab diamonds and not only just natural diamonds, it's always a debate like on social media, TikTok, about moissanite versus real diamonds.
Yeah.
No, shall I say real diamonds? Should I say that?
Yeah. No, moissanite versus diamonds, because diamond is diamond. Like,
I bet.
Moissanite is not. So it's not. So moissanite would be fake diamond, yeah. Fact.
Wait, hold on. Before we get into this conversation, man,
oh.
I want to give a major shout out to Rhythm and Juice, right? The sponsors. You know what I'm saying? This is how we initiate all our guests right here.
You can't run from this. So, hold on. You know what I'm saying?
You can take a sip.
And embrace himself.
You know what I'm saying? Mm, that's it. You know what I'm saying?
We've been working on something new. Let me get one of those big dog.
We've been working on something new right here.
What's this?
So this is a new Mighty Shot, you know what I'm saying? New attire, new bottle, all that good stuff. You know what I'm saying? This is pineapple, lemon, and ginger right here. New Mighty Shot we working on. This would be like what it would look like with the other label, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You gotta get the new labels.
I'll get one more. You gonna take it right now?
You gotta take it right now.
I want the one that my bro
take. Yeah, bro, take it.
Oh, we got no hands.
You know what I'm saying? Cheers, man.
Cheers.
Salud.
See this shit light. Get that ginger in there.
Mm-hmm.
For surely. You know what I'm saying?
We drink a pine and ginger.
We got that paradise too. It's that strawberry mango pineapple right there. You know what I'm saying?
She got me high.
Yo, bro, this is my favorite juice, bro.
Appreciate
no cap. You ever feeling dehydrated?
Right.
You ever feel like you don't want to eat too much? Rhythm and juice. Rhythm and juice.
You going to tell us how much is one of these?
How much is a bottle?
Yeah.
$6 right here.
Bro, juice for $6. I'm jacking this. For sure.
This shit go crazy, boy. Yo, bro. Shout out to Rhythm and Juice, man. The freshest juice. Most natural juice. 100% natural. You know what I'm saying?
Straight out the root.
Facts. And we in Queens with it. Menu, Basic Rhythm and Queens. Juice. Rhythm in the Juice on Instagram. DM us. Tap in with us. Rhythm in the Juice on Instagram.
That's a fact. He's located in Queens, but he travels.
Yeah, but we travel all
deliveries in the tri-state area. So get yours.
Definitely.
Or, but
yeah.
What's the difference between moissanite and diamonds?
All right. So people, a lot of people confuse lab diamonds for moissanite, and you don't want to make that mistake. So a diamond is a diamond. Moissanite is not a diamond. Moissanite is actually another gemstone, like how you have emerald, sapphire,
ruby,
like all of those. But like ruby, sapphire, emeralds, those are actually created in the earth as well, and you could have synthetic ones. Versus moissanite is not created in the earth. That's a man-made stone.
Okay, that was my next question.
So moissanite is a man-made stone. They do have a higher brilliance than diamonds. So that's why when you see people chain hitting like pink, yellow, all these colors. And then it's not as hard as a diamond, but it's nearly as hard. And then, but over time, they do get a little bit more dull, I noticed, and shit like that.
So why is it classified a gem? Why is it not classified as like a imitation diamond rather than its own separate gem?
No, it is classified as its own separate gem, but it's not. People call it an imitation diamond because of the color.
Why is it classified as its own gem if it's not man-made?
Oh, because like a diamond has certain components that thing like diamonds is made up of carbon, mostly carbon and whatever. Like I'm not a scientist, but that's just what a diamond mostly made up of. So when a diamond is created again in the lab, it's made with the same exact components put under the same pressure to get that same diamond without the imperfections. Versus moissanite, it's something completely different being made. Different properties that bring it up.
Different molecules and shit.
Yeah, now they getting because before moissanite was passing these diamond testers because diamond testers are really just heat testers and stuff. But now they making testers that differentiate between moissanite and diamond.
So do you know what's my fault? Not even to cut you off. Do you know what's the difference that they're testing for?
I don't.
Diamonds have carbon, so I wonder what the moissanite got that.
I wouldn't even know, but I know they got the testers now. Instead of it just being like a light going up and down, they will have like the you beep is like moissanite, beep diamond.
Oh, it's like just stop it and keep going.
Yeah. Then they got the big testers that tell between lab and natural diamonds and moissanite. Those like 20,000. A lot of jewelers don't got those. I got access to one now, so we good.
It could be a lot of reselling and funny stuff going on if you're not really careful.
If a jeweler do that to you, that's not even like that's suable. Like it's not like he said, like jewelers would lie and say this is VS diamonds, really just SI1 or VS and they mixed. But if a jeweler tell you this is diamond and it's moissanite, you could sue them because that's a whole different thing.
Gotcha.
Or he sold you the whole wrong package.
Yeah, that's like somebody selling you a Toyota with a Ben symbol on it. Like, it, they volley him.
Nah, where did G's your whole body?
That's crazy.
Nah, where the bro?
Word, so we got to get, so you saying stay with the real diamonds and the lab diamonds, no moistening.
Yeah, because, well, that's up to you if you want to do natural lab. I just started offering lab because I'm trying to follow where the market is going. Mm-hmm. But you got to understand, when you buy a chain and you spend $50,000 for it and you come back, you're really only getting, or even a custom specifically, you're really only getting back your money for the gold. So I'm paying you mostly for the gold. So whether you have lab, if you get a lab pendant for 10 and then a natural pendant for 15, and let's say the gold is only 5K on both, you might only get back 5K on both. So it's like, damn, you save yourself some trouble at in the end if you do plan on getting rid of it. Mm. But if you know, like, oh, I'm going to keep my stuff and that's for me, or you just care to have natural diamonds and you could afford it, go ahead and get natural diamonds.
No worries. I ain't going to lie. I feel like, so I bet if you were really trying to buy jewelry because you're investing in your jewelry, you like jewelry, I would say like Don said, you should go real diamond because it's gonna last longer and it's a better long term investment than going moissanite.
I did not say that. We're not joking.
Yeah, I bet.
I definitely did. Let's go. Let's run back. If you want to do a real investment, put most of your money into gold.
100 years from now, this Cuban's gonna look the same. I'm not gonna look the same.
Okay.
So now, like Kodak. Yeah, Black. Yeah. But if you are gonna add diamonds on it, you want to pay the least amount for them diamonds you're putting in there. Because you're getting money back for the gold is the investment. The diamonds is like the
only thing that's gonna come back.
So it doesn't matter if you spent $100,000 on diamonds or $1,000 on diamonds. That's not an investment.
Got you.
The gold in it is an investment. The gold, but now cool. if you're talking like engagement rings, when diamonds really start to hold value is when it gets to 1 carat, 2 carat, 3 carats. And that's when you can go natural. Cause if you get a 5 carat EV VS1, some shit like that for like $70,000, that shit always gonna be worth $70,000. There's only so much of those that could be made on the earth. Okay. But these mini diamonds, damn, that could be on these chains and stuff, they could be replicated so easily, and there's so much of them. It's like they ain't no real value to them.
Got you.
Because you can't.
It's like decoration. Really,
and these jewelers gonna tell you like, oh, nah, go natural. You know why they saying that? Because they have their inventory. A lot of people who are jewelers, it's passed down from generation to generation. They have inventory probably from years and years, all this diamond inventory, mm-hmm. natural diamonds. So they don't want you to go and buy lab and they stuck with the inventory.
They
think about themselves. You got to think about yourself.
Yo, shop at Black Ice Jewelry, bro. Man. Right, he cares about y'all. Shop at Black Ice.
Tap in.
He be pulling up on people, engagement parties, wedding engagements, anniversaries.
It's your birthday. You want me to bring it to the section, the club? I'll bring it there. You got Sean right there.
That's fine.
That's how we want to do it.
You never know. You might be in Starless and seeing Black Ice Jewelry paying something on.
Don't let it not be you. So if you install this, make sure it's you getting the chain.
Make sure it's you. Because you might be in there trying to throw 30 anyway.
Right.
Yeah. Go get you a little bracelet or something. Like, Black Ice Jewelry. Trying to show you.
Okay.
Like, word, let's hop into our level one of our card game.
Yeah.
We're not really strangers.
You can go.
That's right next to you right there. Don't worry, you can tap that.
Level one is perception.
I just read the card?
That's right.
Do you think I'm usually early, on time, or late to events? Explain.
I feel like
you usually early.
I feel like you on time, bro. I feel like you're a prompt person.
Yeah, for events,
you're probably one of like the earlier guests, believe it or not.
Yeah, for sure. Like if it's something important, something business wise, I'm there early on time. Like I ain't trying to play with nobody's time. I don't want people to think I'm not serious. Now if it's for like an event where it's for fun, I'm gonna be late, but it's not because I want to be. Not because I'm late on accident. I'm late on purpose.
Yeah.
We from New York, where if you come to the party when the time the party start, ain't nobody gonna be there.
Nobody there.
They gonna be walking in like
this shit start at 7. They can get there at 9.
Yeah. We look at the time the party ends more than the time the party starts.
That's a fact.
Maybe like 7 until when? Like the party end at 2. I bet we out 12. That's how it be.
I might go out. I might get there 12. Everybody was smoking spliffing a V.
Yeah.
Now it's 12:30.
Like, yo, your people in there. You see somebody, yo, your people in there.
Yeah, nah, word, though.
Nah, word, you definitely got to see who in there. Word, bro.
Nah, word.
That's mad funny, man. But I ain't gonna lie, word, bro. You talked about, getting dealt for the internship. You talked about, you know what I'm saying, partnerships that necessarily didn't end, but just didn't work out in the business, yeah, in the business realm.
Word.
What other hurdles have you faced as a young black entrepreneur?
We sticking with jewelry, with just everything.
Entrepreneur, bro.
Yeah, bro. As an entrepreneur, for real. It's in business, and business in general.
Yeah, bro.
Like, first thing is, like, finding your lane. Because now, when you want to be an entrepreneur, you don't know what you like yet because you ain't do it. So, I'm doing so much at once. You running out of capital, which, like, wherefore you running out of money for real. You running out of time. Word. Things is messing up, so you can't handle everything.
Okay.
Like, it just be so much. So, it's like, until you really find your lane is when you could go all out. So yeah. I did a lot. I had like a nonprofit where I was teaching about finances. I had the construction company I'm still doing. I'm trying to bring that to a bigger level now. The jewelry, the car rentals, failed business right there. Mm-hmm.
You need those sometimes.
Don't get that from me. You go to Enterprise, but they could handle when you crash their car. And
I'm
don't,
saying you
and
need those failed businesses sometimes. No,
yeah. Oh, the failed businesses. I think you meant those sometimes. Nah, yeah, for sure. You could ask me, my bro, about that anytime. We know about failed businesses. That
how did that shit feel? Like, it crashed. Like, niggas are booking in V's.
So,
like,
so first month, I think I got 4 cars at once. I went and got 4 cars, and then I'm like, no. I think I got 3 cars first, and then it's just I'm like, oh, they giving out free money here, like. Your note is $600 and I'm renting a car for $100 a day, mm-hmm, and it's renting out every single day. It's summertime.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm making that's $3,000 a month off $600. So I'm making, like, after the note and everything, I'm making like $2,500 off a car, mm-hmm, $7,500 a month. So I'm like, you know what, let me go get 2 more. And then that's when stuff start happening. Somebody not bringing back the car and I got to kill it. I got the kill switch and I got to go get it. That's costing me money to Uber there or whatever. Then there's people crashing the car and their security deposit's not enough. And then we got people just, the car needs some type of service. It was just mad stuff adding up. And then you got 5 cars. It's not even like, I ain't never jumping to nothing halfway. I'd be jumping with everything. I said, I got 5 cars. Like, I can't just be like, I don't want to do this no more. So now I'm going from profiting to just making it work.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's probably, someone drove my car down to Atlanta and hit the car in Atlanta. So it wasn't drivable. So it's not even like I could just take it to one of my people up here and get it done real quick. I had to call somebody in Atlanta, get taxed down there so I could drive the car back up. It was just a lot of problems. And now I'm realizing, like, you got to know when to cut your losses.
You do.
I like to feel like,
yeah,
I'd be like, yo, I'm never going to quit. it's not quitting. It's being smart. You just move on to the next thing. Quitting is if I would have stopped being an entrepreneur altogether. But that business, I'd just be like, nah, it's not the business for me.
You ain't hang it up. At the end of the day, you're not a businessman. You a businessman.
Yeah,
type shit. So it's like, you just maneuvering in the different realms of your interest to get some money. And I dabbled in a rental business. I was doing it with Mom Dukes. And it's like, we had 2 cars. It was calm. It was like, literally, bro, people was not bringing the car back on time. It's like people is damn near stealing the cars, running up tickets, not trying to pay toll.
My car got shot at.
You know what I'm saying?
Somebody rented a car. He brought it back, bullet holes in the car. I'm like, yo, matter of fact, don't even just...
And if
you
could
pay for the whole, don't tell me what happened, though.
Mm-hmm. And it'd be funny, too, bro. You never know who going to come rent a car. It'd be the most randomest people. Like what are you doing coming to rent a car? It's like rappers, shit like that.
You got to be careful who you rent to.
Exactly. Doing crazy shit. Don't rent to no YNs.
For sure. That's all. But they the ones coming to you because all the response people going to the Enterprise or whatever.
Like,
when the people come to you to rent them cars, you got to wonder, like, why are they coming to you?
Cause I could be under 25. And
I could be under 25. I don't got no credit card, like stuff like that.
Yeah.
Facts.
It's sticky, bro. So what do you feel
sticky
like?
Situation.
You're getting real sticky out here. Or so that's a lot of business ventures, you know what I'm saying? not-for-profit, teaching people finances, construction, jewelry, the rental car business. What's like three things that you feel like you could take from all of those businesses as a collective? Like,
so now, like, you, like, yeah, I learned you got to have a team, you got to know how to delegate, and you have to create a system. Mm-hmm. So, like, right now, I'm learning to create systems so, like, I can get something done without being there every time. Versus, like, it's pointless as having a team and they don't know what to do, because you still got to sit there and be there and tell them what to do.
That's a fact.
So it's like you don't really got a team. It's still you doing it. You're not physically doing it, but you're doing it because you're telling them.
You got puppets, and you got to really, yeah, like you said, beat it with your hand exactly. up their ass. Exactly. Freaky.
No word.
So that's three things.
That was really one.
That's one thing right there. Create a team, thing. Delegate. You know what I'm saying?
That I learned from all three.
Yeah, bro.
Another thing.
It's a lot you could take from just running different businesses. That's like, damn, I see this, and every time I do a business, every time I start a business, I always come across this principle that I gotta practice. I always come across this that I gotta show restraint with. Like,
another thing, make sure you have enough capital when you starting.
Okay.
Because a lot of people think like, yo, my customers are gonna pay me. Sometimes you are gonna go months without making no money. So you gotta float that. So if you know what type of business you get into, know what type of money you're going to need for that business. Whether you got to stack first, whether you got to have funding, like, because you don't want to run out midway through your business, because that's going to cost you the most. Mm-hmm. If you run out of money and you can't keep conducting business, all the business expenses still going to be there.
Yeah. Or now you're climbing now up that ladder.
Yeah,
now
like
it's personal expenses.
Yeah, now it's personal expenses. Like, so you got to make sure you have enough capital to do what you want to do. And
I feel like I was like what you just said, you got to float that. Like, that's like a perfect like analogy for that. Like, you know, you have like that season or whatever, you got to really be able to just be like, I didn't even happen.
Yeah,
you got to be ready for that next client, whether it's next week, next month, 3 months. You got to be ready for that next
every
client.
Business has a slow season. Car rentals slow during the winter. Mm-hmm. Jewelry, shit, it'll be slow at any time, you know. But jewelry has slow season. Never. Construction, like, you know, more people are fixing their house during the summertime. Mm-hmm. So maybe when there's just a slow season across all businesses.
Yeah, a lot of people don't be trying to spend money in the winter. They feel like they don't need to.
Yeah, I know. Cool. We inside anyway.
Yeah, we inside. Yeah, it's a fact. But I feel like a lot of people never experienced rainy days growing up. So they don't know how to prepare for the rain. They think it's always going to be sunny.
I experienced my rainy days, so you know, I'm still experiencing rainy days, but it's good. Like, remember, I'm 25. We young still. Like, we doing stuff that a lot, the generation before us, they wasn't having stuff like this happen to them until they was in their late 30s.
Exactly. Or
like, so we doing it so young.
Yo,
like,
bro, it's crazy you say that, bro, because I was just telling, like, Reef, like, I have, like, a business that's been operating for, like, 3 years, and, like you just said, like, some people can't say that until they're 38, 39. Yeah. I mean, they started a business when they was 36, 35.
Yeah,
I started a business 3 years ago at 22, bro.
That's like, a fact.
I started my business at 19. My construction business has been 6 years now.
You know what I'm saying, bro? That's tough, crazy. Bro. 6 years, that's a, like, word, bro. 6 years.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Bro, 6 years is impressive, bro.
My first bag that I fucked up, I was 14 years old.
14, fucking up a bag.
I fucked up my first bag. I had a book bag full of money, bro. I was summertime. I'm going from 8th grade to 9th grade. I was selling watermelons on Brookfield and Merrick.
Okay.
I was getting paid a buck a day. That sounds like a lot, but I'm out there from 7 a.m. to 12 a.m. So that's $16.
That's what a watermelon stand be right now.
Watermelon stand right now. I'll be driving past there sometimes just smiling, bro. Like,
you said 7 a.m. to 12 a.m.?
Because he had like teenagers, like other teens working there, but they was older, like,
yeah,
like way older. And they would always want to work till 7 because that's at nighttime you go out.
Yeah.
So he had me working a 7 p.m. to 12 a.m. shift.
Oh,
and then one day somebody gonna come and he was like, you want to work the morning and the night? I'm like, yeah, I'll work. He said, I'll give you, because he was giving me 40. He said, he'll give me a buck for the whole day. I'm like, a buck at 13? What? I was there every day. At the end of the summer, at the end of the summer, I had like almost 5,000 and change stacked up in my book bag.
At 14?
Yeah. Oh. Spent that in like,
damn.
Because I spent that right,
damn,
like,
son, on getting fly this? Right.
Because remember, I was in Robin jeans. My parents ain't let me buy it though. They still micromanage. I bought stuff, and I bought phones for myself, my sister. I bought stuff for everybody. And then that September, by October, I couldn't even pay my phone bill. It was $40. Yeah, and then my parents wasn't paying my phone bill for me at that time. I asked them. They like, no. And I learned my first lesson then. Like,
that's tough.
Shit. I just bought everybody phones. Yeah. You can't pay my phone bill? I'm like, I bet. If your parents would do, like, I'm not saying they wasn't bad parents for that.
Right, but
they told me my first lesson, like, you never know who's going to help you when it's your turn. So you got to be prepared to always help yourself. And second, I was like, you know what? So after that, I'm like, yo, watch. Next summer, when I get this job and I stack my five bands, nobody getting nothing.
Nobody getting nothing.
I ain't getting no job next summer. I'm depending on opportunities that's not there for me. I got to worry. It's not my own business. I can't. I'm over there
trying to go back to
yeah.
I'm over there
trying to go back to this guy. He got, since everybody saw that I was making bread there or whatever, everybody wants to work there. Splitting the shift a million ways. Like, I never got that job back.
He paying niggas cheap now.
Yeah.
He getting right.
So I was like, I was like, I'm going to do my own shit. Me and bro, he right here. We started selling candy school, sodas, everything. And we was making like $70 every day in school.
That's mm-hmm. tough.
So then that's when
in high school?
Yeah. That was bread.
And in high school, that was bread. Nah, yeah, bro. I ain't gonna love that. So sometimes it's in you, bro. It don't be on you. It's like, you really just gotta have it. You really just gotta have that, like. You
gotta have that gene, like.
Yeah, you gotta have that gene that you's always.
Something's always the
diving into
always
the nooks and crannies for
real. Nah, but the real. If you could ask my mom, because she always tell me the story, and my mom and my aunts always be talking about it. My first, I always called my first business venture when I was in second grade.
Yeah.
I went to. It was back to school. You know, Staples used to have a pack of pencils with 10 cents.
That's
like,
a
you
fact.
You get 10 pencils for 10 cents back in the day. I went to school. I'm writing. My friend like, yo, can I have a pencil? I'm like, no, regular kid. It's like, I'll give you 50 cents. 50 cents for one pencil? I'm like, hold on. I went home, mom. I gave her 50 cents. Let me get 5 pack of pencils. I was in school selling pencils. I dead got in trouble. My mom got called to school and everything. The teacher was telling her, like, yo, she's impressed, like, but he can't be doing that.
I was dead doing
that. And then, like, I ain't getting in trouble or nothing. My parents was like, yo, like, I was out here making $3 a day in second grade. Like,
it's that was just, crazy, bro.
I was doing the same shit, but I wasn't thinking that smart. I was stealing niggas' pencils and selling it to other niggas.
That was the lead pencil phase, probably.
Nigga left a lead pencil on that desk. I was gone. Yo, what up, gang? How's your morning? Boom. Oh, I got that lead pencil. She need a lead pencil.
It's crazy. It's crazy. In fourth grade, like, me and my brother, he was in second grade. We was selling cookies at my mom's job.
No freaking.
No cap.
Like, word. Shit be in you for years.
And it's crazy. Yeah. I done made some cookies. No, no cap. I done made some cookies today, too.
Wait, what type of cookies?
I made some different shit.
Regular cookies?
I don't know what type he made.
Some banana oatmeal white chocolate chip cookies.
Okay.
That nigga never heard of y'all. Definitely never heard of that.
Never heard of these. Yeah, yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? You could grab one of those. Yeah, bet.
You
can
take it if you want it.
Yeah.
I'm taking one too.
Nah, yeah, definitely take the banana.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
oh, it's everything.
You know what I'm saying?
It's funny because when he pulled up with these, I thought it was an empanada. Order, bro. It'll definitely a tasty treat. No,
nah, this is the first podcast I'm getting fed on, drinks, no, everything. Shots.
And we got the Chipagne.
You
didn't even know. The other day, I didn't even know I gave Don a cut yesterday. He's like, yo, bro, my beard not growing.
Word.
Not even a pit, bro, on the spot, but.
What happened, bro?
I'm like, bro, you need something that look major, bro.
Mm-hmm.
That's really going to get you sturdy. His shit is sturdy. You know what I'm saying? It just.
Cloud used it yesterday.
Is that what?
Cloud used it yesterday. So
okay.
Word.
Bet. So he didn't even know. We got him with a care package of that.
Okay,
and some hair growth oil.
Sure.
Word.
Need
so.
That.
And it's so crazy. This morning I woke up. Okay. I looked at my phone. And I got a negative charge in my my bank account.
Word.
I look at it. It's Shopify. it's my 1 year anniversary of Look Major Look Major hair care.
That's fire.
So it's so crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It's so crazy because the 50th episode was a 3-year anniversary of Rhythm and Juice.
Facts.
And now we starting off this season three, 1 year anniversary of Look Major.
Word.
So you know what I'm saying, tough, bro. Not no funny shit. I did woke up this morning, looked at it like
that's so
fire. Like, what's this charge for?
1 year, bro. Oh,
shit, they hit me.
Damn, bro. Niggas working, niggas grinding, bro. No, shout out to everybody out here that got a small business. Turn it to small a big business. A
major business.
You starting off a business, keep going. You know what I'm saying, bro? Say he got a business that's been operating for 6 years. That's major. You know what I'm saying? We chasing, we going to get there too. And just keep going. If you got a business, don't stop. Like, once you stop, that's when everything is dead. So you got to just keep going, keep pursuing. No cap.
It's good money right here.
Appreciate you, bro. I got level two.
Yeah,
right,
how about to that?
It's that connector right here. It's just a how are you really? Why me feel like, you know what I'm saying? Says, what lesson took you the longest to unlearn?
That's for who to answer for you?
For both of us, I guess.
Yeah, for you.
Yeah, I guess. Facts. The lesson that took me the longest to unlearn is to trust people. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And not in a sense of like, oh, I don't trust anybody, but I feel like growing up, a lot of people would make you feel like you're a bad person if you don't put your trust in them over yourself. Mm. Like, you ever been in a situation where you wanted to do something where you feel like it was the right decision and someone basically tried to gaslight you to making you feel like you had to go with what they was doing?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I feel like just trust yourself before you trust somebody else. Trust God, then yourself first.
Yeah, and sometimes times change because, you know, especially growing up, like, I come from Caribbean parents. They gonna think they always know the answer. Right. And then their favorite thing is that experience beats, like, someone who's not experienced. And that's true to an extent. But when it's dealing with new times, we got phone, things is different.
Different experiences.
I might go try something that didn't work for you.
Right.
And it worked for me. Like, my mom, they killing me. Growing up, they, from this, for I stepped foot in college till this day, they like, you need to get a job. It's just this year, they started talking like, nah, you good. Like, proud of you. Like, they not worried about no job no more.
Sometimes you gotta pop out and show niggas, bro.
Yeah. Then my taxes, everything.
Yeah.
I'm like,
you're like, oh shit, okay. Yeah,
I'm good.
That's I'm fire.
Nah, word.
Happy for you, bro. For real.
Nah, for real, bro. That's what I said, bro. It really was special getting you up on here, bro. Cause I really feel like you really be working hard and you really got high aspirations for yourself and for your team as well. You know what I'm saying? Everybody that's around you, you always talk about team.
You always talk about
promoting the guys, pushing the guys to do their shit.
It's not gonna be fun if you're the only one who could afford it. And you're gonna go broke faster because you're gonna wanna look out for your friends.
Yeah, boy. If you don't gotta have to look out for your friends.
Yeah, they might have to look out for you. Just like how I couldn't pay my phone bill one day. No. If I had somebody out there at the watermelon stand, maybe he could have held it down when I wasted my breath.
Yeah, don't always, you know what I'm saying, give out your don't always give out your sugar thinking it's gonna be sugar left for you, but
yeah, bro, like you said, you could do something for people and you thinking like, all right, bet.
That's fact.
And then when it's your turn, it's like, damn. But then that's why also it's a lesson learned in that team. Like, you don't just do things like expecting things back. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, just do it genuinely. Do it.
Facts.
If I'm gonna do something, that means I wanted to do it. I ain't doing shit that I don't want to do no more. Like,
that's a fact.
Yeah, best bet by doing that is to just build a genuine team for real.
Nah, so word.
Dudes who you don't have to guess what they're gonna do next. You just know how they're gonna move on their own accord.
Right.
Yeah, for sure. You're
gonna get the job done. Reliable people.
I'm gonna tap into level three real fast.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
No freaky.
No freaky. They picking cards, y'all. This game is rigged. I had to use it first.
Now you even have to use it.
Nah, look, he put down four cards.
I bet.
And he want to play Uno and it's like, I'm not playing Uno.
I've been cheating, right? When this game is over, what will you remember about me? Hmm? When this game is over, what will you remember about Reef?
That you don't trust nobody.
I trust nigga. I trust everybody. I trust everybody to be themselves. Like I just said, it's like.
Oh, that's tough. I trust everybody to be themselves. Now, that's a fact. You be wishing best on people, but you know how some people are.
You feel me? So it's like, word exactly. It's like, I always tell this story from my cousin, bro. It's like, I love this nigga, but I know him.
Yeah.
So like, just by me knowing him, I have to move a different way than I would if I was moving strictly off of love.
Damn, bro.
That's a fact.
So it's like, you can't move off of love all the time. And so I seen a video earlier. Shorty was like, "Oh, I'm about to start searching for like love to start a relationship. I'm about to start searching for security." And I feel like she should. And I feel like niggas should stop looking for like the fulfillment of their lust to start a relationship. We should be looking to, for somebody that's gonna help us build type shit. In regards to anything, like you could fake make a freak. I ain't gonna lie. You can fake make
but
a
then
freak.
I feel like you gotta be attracted to your person.
No, because, I'm not saying to go get some weak now shit.
You have to be attracted.
You can find shit, somebody. She's perfect. She could help me do this. She could help me do that, and I'm gonna get on track. And you gonna fuck it all up by cheating because you looking elsewhere.
Right.
You gotta be happy with what you got. So you gotta make sure you get what you want.
Nah, it's a fact. That's how.
Yeah, bro.
But you always gonna look for what you want, and then you're gonna have to look deeper though.
Yeah,
that's when you look deeper. It's like, I bet. Shorty who said that, obviously she gonna want that sense.
So here's a question for you. This might be, I'm not supposed to be asking the question, but
hey, go ahead.
So, that's what they're doing. Yeah,
exactly.
When you picking a girl, you don't start at looks.
1000%.
But you just
my shit's gotta be pain.
You're not looking out for lust. You're supposed to be.
Nah, but
bro,
I feel like
my shit's be pain.
I feel like attractive attracts. If shorty attractive, like she look good.
So you never be like, you attracted to her mind? But you're not attracted to her body?
But like, you gotta understand though, like, most of the times, like, if you see something, you was attracted to it. But yeah, you gonna still wanna know what her mind is like.
Basically, but, bro.
Like, she looked good. That's how I knew, like, let me see what her mind's talking
about. Look, gang, niggas could have a plate of goulash or some shit on the table. The food could be busting, I promise you. Seasoned to perfection. Mad cheesy, whatever you like. But the plate looked disgusting. You're not about to even eat the plate. You're not about to even find out that it tastes good.
Exactly.
But something could be a little plate restaurant, you know what I'm saying? Caviar and all that. It looked valid. Bite into it, like, yeah, what is this?
But you automatically attract.
Yeah, but how you gonna find out that
food? Or it might taste good.
But how you gonna find out that food tastes good?
Which food you gonna eat? Which food you gonna eat first though?
You eat with your eyes.
Depends where you at though. Cause look, but what if you just like, what if you got class with her, you work with her, you talk to her every day and you're like, she not that attractive, but you like how she
thinking. But for her to be, in a realistic world, bro, for her to be doing that, you have to really be around her for a minute.
That's what I'm saying. If you work with them. Or you never end up liking someone.
She still gotta be somewhat attractive though. She can't be unattractive.
Bro, I don't want to hear that because niggas talk to a girl just because she got a fat ass and she could not be attractive.
I never did that before ever, bro. I always start at the face.
We start at the face?
I always start at the face.
So you got no bad kills.
If I killed it, I ain't gonna lie, they don't got bad kills, bro. I just got killed. That's not like it's not. I shouldn't have killed it. But it's not a bad kill, though.
Exactly, bro.
And you're like, not a bad kill, though. It just killed,
not a
like,
bad kill, but like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I don't got no kills that.
He lying.
I'm about to say I don't got no kills that y'all niggas wouldn't kill. And I had to think. Nah, yeah, I do though. But like, I wouldn't kill those again though. I wouldn't kill it either.
Nah, yeah, if you on a different level, you wouldn't do it again. But that's what I'm saying. But what if that one is the business one, like who could take you up to the next level?
I'm gonna be tight when I look at her, bro.
Exactly.
As soon as like she's not even gonna get a chance to start spitting knowledge for real. She punched like mid like at most.
But she, like, says to say she's not tight, but she carry herself well. That's attractive.
Then she not mid.
Nah, she's still mid, but she carry herself well. Like, you gotta be real. Like,
if she smell good, like her hair is proper, you know what I'm saying? She dressed nice, and she's clean and shit like that. Off rip, she's gonna look a little better. Like.
Well, I don't even want to say mid. Probably not your type. That's what I should say. Because everyone's like,
I don't even got a type though.
I feel like you gotta be attracted to your shorty though, bro. You gotta be attracted to your partner. Like you said, like if you're not attracted to her, you're gonna always be looking.
Exactly.
You dead said it. Like, you know what I'm saying? So you gotta.
It's a fact.
Like, you gotta, like you said, you gotta wanna look at your shorty every day or just randomly, like, have, damn. Like,
damn.
I'll show you that look good. Yeah. Like, word. Like,
I bet. So.
Walk with confidence.
In your mind, and you guys' mind, what's the lowest rating that you're gonna give your shorty that you're gonna be with?
What you mean? Like on scale 1 to 10?
Like a good 7. You know what I'm saying? But a natural 7.
Now you like, right, back. I gotta get married.
Like a natural 7.
You don't gotta though. Be the baddest. What's the lowest number on your scale that you're going with? Can you say your type? Like, she could be your type, but just not exemplary. Like, she's not prestige your type. Like,
I'm not gonna lie, I can't. Not.
You can't do it either.
Look,
so we all shallow.
Like,
niggas is shallow, bro.
Nah, it's not even shallow. It's like, how am I gonna get to know you for like? If I, like,
that's
not
what I'm
first,
show you, bro.
Because it was different. Like when I was in college or like when I was younger, and I didn't have much going on. It's like. You pick it from a smaller standards. Pool. Like, you have different standards.
Yeah.
But now when you have, if there's 1,000 people trying to talk to you, the first thing you're going to look at is looks.
Are your
but
standards
then,
physical?
But then after, you could get to know, it doesn't take long to know a girl. They going, it's not hard.
What don't.
Wait, what are you saying?
I would go on a date with one girl and be like, nah, it's quiet.
You entertaining exactly. Three? Are you entertaining threes is what you're saying?
You said what?
Are you entertaining threes?
No, the point is that I'm not entertaining nothing like below 8.5. Like, it's quiet.
It's not.
She got to have an 8.5 with her mind right.
Oh, nice. Okay,
because now I'm gonna meet her first, and then I'm gonna get to know that.
A seven could be an 8, like with the right.
Bro, like I will pick a 8 with her mind right versus a 10, and she got nothing going.
Exactly.
Like she got.
I bet, but 8 of that not. I see what you're saying, bro. 8 of that then not bad. Basically, I feel like what you're trying to say is that you going. She still got to be bad to you. She's got to be
right,
like
yeah.
A good
attractive,
look to you,
bro.
But
yeah,
it's not all about that.
Yeah, it's definitely not. That's not even a quarter of it.
Score type shit. It's like,
yeah, that's
not,
not
the highest portion of what's given her
exactly.
Rating, like the overall rating.
That's a fact.
I
could get jiggy with that. Now, it's definitely not all about the looks. It's like the looks was gonna grab me, and then what else you got going for yourself was gonna keep me.
Right.
So it's like if you pull up, look
now,
at your
okay.
Mind,
yeah.
Right?
Like maybe she don't have her own thing going. Can she? We,
she don't
we
got
all
the
have businesses.
Things. She
so,
don't have home material things.
We all got business. So can she work in our business?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or can she start a business of her own? What she got can that we could add on to? What do we need to cut out? Like stuff like that.
Yeah.
So that's the point. Like you could pick. You could when you have the chance to pick who you want, mm-hmm. Like you won't go for the feel me.
That's called substance, y'all. It's a word.
Bro, I feel like ladies, you should look for like also a woman that you can rely on, like reliable woman. Like that's a trait. That's a trait that'll make me like, oh shit, I might have to scoop her. Like really
might
have to bring
her
home.
It depends at what point you meeting them. Because if you meeting them at a point where you don't really need anyone, or you can't see that you need to rely on her, you might not know till it's too late.
No, but that's what I'm saying though.
That's a trick though.
You should start. Like you could always see if somebody is reliable through action, bro.
Nah, cause look, I was dealing with somebody, and then let's say this is probably a couple years back, and then but I still had my business. I was doing good for my age, right? Mm-hmm. Something happened, and I was just I didn't ask her for nothing. I was like, then she's like, yo, here, hold this, put this will fix mm-hmm. the problem you got at the hand. She could have only gave me that because she knew I was gonna get it right back so fast.
Mm-hmm.
Cause it's not like I'm not a person to be on the floor too long. But now if she was dating somebody who she knew she could give this bread and he'll mess it up again, would she get that bread?
But she'll be stupid if she did.
But what she did?
Nah,
like,
she not. But you have faith in that person. Cause I mean, it's the fact. Will that person
it's
give
a bad,
without
a bad no investment, bro?
Nah, but is it? Would you give to that person without no guarantee of getting it back?
Don, you should.
She had damn near guarantee that she getting it back.
I feel like you know that's not what it's about though. It's more so about if it's for a business. You're saying this is what it's for.
What if the business is rapping? What if he aspires to be a rapper? Would you give him money to go to the studio?
But I feel like that's different than it failing though, bro.
No, yeah, but that's failing because you. What's the chance of you becoming a rapper?
Studio time is like
he need like yo my mixtape coming out
I need
I don't have the money for the studio time. You giving him the studio money?
Fuck the studio time, bro. If you a rapper, if Shorty dealing with a nigga, and he's a rapper, and he pull up and say, yo, babe, I need 15 bands for this studio equipment, and she knows this nigga don't go to the studio, bro. If she buys him this studio equipment, she's down 15 bands. That she's
That's
never
dumb.
Gonna see back.
That's dumb. But let's say he only needs $1,500 for his studio time, and he raps every day. You could rap every day and never make it.
Okay, but that's more of a
I'm giving it to him, and I don't know if it's gonna come back, but I believe in him. Or like if I'm starting a business
for the first
time, like. But now when I have like,
but you said
this
but
is
but
money
said,
coming
though.
In all the time. Not, this is a slow period, but mm-hmm. you don't know how you notice know going back up.
Exactly though, but because she believes in you. That's why she knows it's gonna go back up because she believes in you. She believes in the work that you put in.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? You could say that too.
So it's like when you invest in somebody, just because you know they're gonna get it back, that don't mean that it's like a it's not like a hard thing to do or it's not like out of love still. It's just more so like y'all really believe in you. Like, man, you say you need this, I bet I got you, and here you go. But I feel like more so if I know somebody don't do the work and I know they a bullshitter. And if they ask me for help and it's like,
yeah, but if you a bullshitter and what if they just trying to do better now?
You gotta show me. Facts. You gotta go to war for yourself before I go to war for you.
Facts.
I'm not pinning on my war gear until I see you in the field.
Facts.
Boot it up with your like, AK-47 on your chest.
You
gotta
show me you already making, you know, strides into your
exactly. Now I'm right behind you.
Before I give you the money, that's real love. You wrote them raps. I could do that. Like, if you're talking about studio, like, you write
something. Let me hear this song. What beat you doing?
Play record on your phone. Let me see what it is.
Fact. What you gotta show me something, bro. Like, we not just gonna be investing into IPOs that don't got no income. Like,
yeah, but as men, we do that all the time, though.
We need to stop. Investments, like,
we invest into things that never have return for
like family members that be like bad relationships. Like, we have to stop investing in things that don't serve us, and we don't always have to invest in things that necessarily serves us because there's nothing wrong with helping people and giving back. But stop investing in the things that's gonna drain you and then drain you some more without you even doing anything again.
And I was specifically talking about investing like in the wrong women. We do that shit all the time.
Yeah, bro.
Oh, but you really gonna see a girl
into the wrong man.
Like, yeah, bro.
That's what it is, though.
This is a great episode. Well,
as long as there's women in the world, like, men go be attracted. Like, that's what it is, bro. It's too many beautiful women, bro. And it's you won't even see a quarter of them, bro. Like, we in America, bro. There's beautiful women all over the globe, like. Oh my God! Like, it's just too many. Every
major
bro.
Brazil this year, man.
Like, I'm over there too.
Yeah, Brazil active.
But, man.
Yo, we appreciate you for really popping up, bro. It was a great conversation.
We could talk about this episode for a minute, bro.
I'm
glad we got this episode complete.
I feel like Don was like, "Yo, bro, give me one of the pod." He's like, "I'm like, bro." When I say yeah, we really got you on the list. Like, we really had you on the list. Like, we was really waiting for the EP. Like,
nah, worries. Shout out to you, bro, for shopping. I mean, shopping Bob, bro, pulling up on us, man.
I hope y'all got motivated. I hope y'all learned something.
Facts.
Definitely gave a lot of information, gems.
Yeah, if you have any more questions about jewelry, hit me on my Black Ice, BLVCK jewelry.
Especially.
And let's get the process started.
Let's do it.
All right. Follow my business page on my real page.
Is there?
Facts.
Word. It's another episode of What They Doing Ahead.
What They Doing Ahead, man.
I'm Reef Major.
I'm Yada Rax.
Don't Black.
We out of here.
We out of here.